Hello and welcome back. It's been another week in Oklahoma education, and we had a little bit of a weather up and down. That was a bit weird. Wednesday, I think it got to 90 degrees, and then it was kind of cold Thursday and Friday. Didn't quite expect that, but let's see. It ended up being a bit of a surprisingly busy week. I think every member of my family, one of us, had something going on at least every night of the week. So the three of us together didn't happen very much at all until today and yesterday. So I've enjoyed the downtime that's been happening over the last 24 hours or so. Let's see what's going on. There's a new round of interviews because I still have to fulfill that role as part of the co-department head. And yeah, I mean, they're going all right. Again, I'm still baffled about what some people consider a good interview and some people consider bad or even awful. I'm a bit dumbfounded by that. And I guess for me, I'm just trying to, you know, maintain my dignity. There's no need to, you know, get uptight about some of the stuff. If it's a bad interview, it's a bad interview. And we don't have to consider it anymore and move on with that. And I'm seeing that in some others, and I appreciate that. I had to let them know this week that, like, I see that you're just trying to handle this professionally and no need to get personal or nasty about it. And I think it's a reminder of I saw that in them. That's how I was feeling, and that's just how I want to be with a lot of things. It's like I don't have to make things personal, because more often than not, most things aren't personal. It's just someone else is having maybe a bad day or an issue, and I don't need to get all in my feels about it. So interviews, I got a couple more going on this week. Let's see what else. They announced the District Teacher of the Year on Thursday night. We actually got to hang out with the family, go do that. My son was off work, so he decided to join us. And it was kind of what I thought it was going to be, a lot of polite clapping as they honored grant recipients from the district and our staff members, employees that have, got advanced degrees. Then they called up all the the site teachers of the year onto the stage. I was joking with one of the assistant superintendents backstage is whether I was what was going to be taller. Apparently during the setup, they had these towers of balloons for decoration. And I guess the question they were having is, what would be taller, the balloons or me? And I have to say, the balloons beat me by about three, four inches. They had me beat. So, no, we all went out on stage, smiled, and looked pretty. And then they made the announcement, and one of our elementary school teachers was selected as the district teacher of the year. And you could tell it really meant a lot to her. I'm glad we have a good representative for the district. And also for me, on a side note, I'm kind of glad the whole process is now kind of sort of officially completed, because apparently in the fall I get to ride around in the back of a vehicle during a parade, which I haven't participated in a parade since I was in marching band back in fall of 98. Yeah, dang. I haven't. It's been a century since I've been in a parade. But maybe I should practice this summer about looking pretty and waving. I could do that. It'll be fun. Also, maybe I hear next year I'm going to be enlisted in helping to pick next year's District Teacher of the Year. So I guess I still have a couple more things to do to fulfill my obligations for this honor. But it's been a fun ride, and I'm glad that hurdle has now been passed. What else? I don't know why. Well, I saved it for the last because it was kind of towards the end of the week. But my brother was back from deployment. He was gone from like October to almost April. And I finally got to hang out with him. Him and his wife were in town. They had a military ball for the Air Guard. Well, actually, I think I found out all Guard people. And so I got to hang out with him Friday night. We went downtown and hung out, got some food at my current favorite place in the city, Big Biang Theory. It's a noodle place. Oh, it's so good. It's so good. So we got there and then hung out and wandered around downtown-ish to some different places and got to check up with him and see how things are going. And it sounds like he's glad to be back, and they've got some exciting things planned over the next few months. And I'm just glad to know he's stateside again, and being able to hang out with his wife and his two kids. And I was thankful for that evening with them. And then, yeah, like I said, it was a busy week. So yesterday, just got to hang out and watch some shows and movies and read some books, hang out with the wife. And so that's been nice. But for the week, though, work-wise, it was filled with some, like, really good conversation. Sometimes it was a case of having to let some students know that, yeah, you're pushing it too far. You got to hold it together. As a colleague down the hall says, we got to hold it together. We still got a month of school left, and now's not the time to start goofing around, especially with the principals. Even if you are a good kid, they are kind of tired of the nonsense. And if you show up and you're thinking like, well, I've never really had a problem before, they're going to be lenient on me, I don't know. And it's not fair. It's not right. But I don't know. They may just kind of throw maybe not the whole book at you, but like half the book at you, because they're just tired of dealing with knuckleheadedness through the years, through the year and the months. So I had to have a chat with some students through the day about, you got to stop. And none of it, as I told one of them, I admit, none of it is like big, annoying, like disrespectful, defiant, disruptive stuff. It's just a bunch of little things that add up over time. And I actually apologized to some of them. One student was kind of like, yeah, I felt like this was coming for a while. And I'm like, yeah, I know. And that's my fault. And I apologize. I know better. I should treat you better. And you only get better by being held accountable for your actions. And hopefully these next few weeks we can truck along. If not, I guess I can sign more detentions or refer it to the principals. Whatever we got to do to ensure a dignified and respectful classroom. And in the end, that's my goal. So we had that. And then other conversations. Let's see. Had a good conversation after school on, I think, Wednesday with a few students. And honestly, if I had to sum it up, it's about FOMO, the fear of missing out. The fear of missing out on all the cool things. And it's really, really hard. I mean, it's a human thing, but it's also really, really hard for teenagers, because they're looking around the building and they're looking around their lives and social media, and they're seeing things and they're wondering like, well, should I be doing that? Am I not good enough, cool enough? Am I weird because I'm not a part of that thing? And it can be so many different things, from an activity to being at school, or gossip to get involved in, or, for being honest, sometimes it's stuff outside of school, whether it be, sounds like a rock and roll thing, but like sex, drugs, and alcohol kind of stuff. But it's just, I get it, because there are a lot of people who talk a big game. You also see a cultural thing of social media, or just old school movies and TV shows or things and books that kind of try to tell you that this is what a life should look like. And it's hard not to give in to that and think, well, there's something wrong with me because I'm not a part of that and I'm missing out and I need to know. And what's so weird is, I think sometimes with parents, they have like a thing they're so worried about of those activities. And maybe they forget about the other ones. But also financially, I see that with students too. Maybe they overspend on clothing or brands and things. And all of it is part of the fear of missing out. They got to look right for what's going on. And it was a great conversation with those few students. But also, I didn't get to it. And I mentioned it in some of my classes, I think on Friday. But the idea of the other side of FOMO is JOMO. You know, the joy of missing out. Because I think we forget about that. It's like when you think you're missing out on some other activity or something going on in high school or in life, I think you forget sometimes that there's costs that come with it, whether it be cost to your health, cost to your trust with your friends or family, because maybe you're being deceptive about what you're doing or where you're going. Or if we're getting involved in the gossip sometimes, there's cost to that. Because, you know, if they'll gossip with you, that means they're probably okay with gossiping about you. And I don't think they remember that part. They think I'm missing out by not being in that friend group or in that activity. But I think they forget the cost of your time, your energy, your emotion that comes with being a part of something. So I am a big fan of JOMO. Sometimes it's like, it's not going to be as good as you think. Or as an old colleague of mine said about food when I walked in the teacher's lounge. And there's like leftover cake, which my brain always says, take as much as possible. It's calorie free. And she's over there being disciplined, eating her little snack of vegetables and things. And she just kind of, I think, out of her wisdom of the years, she just kind of saw me going through that internal struggle and just said very quietly and confidently, it never tastes as good as it looks. And, And it was like, I still remember that. It's like 15 years later. I still remember that voice sometimes. Do I always follow it? No. Sometimes I still grab that cookie from the teacher's lounge. But to me, it's a reminder that there is a joy of missing out. I don't have to deal with the guilt of, eating that piece of cake or whatever it is that I didn't actually want to begin with because I'm missing out on what was left. And I think it's the same thing with students sometimes. It's probably not as fun as you think it is, whatever it is you think you're missing out on. It's not as exciting as you think it is sometimes, whether it be the party scene that you think you're missing out on. And it's like, no, it's not like the movies and TV shows. And even if it is, again, the drama of, especially if your loved ones don't know what's going on and where you're doing and where you're at, the guilt that you now have to bear for not sharing those things. So I am a big fan of JOMO. I'm going to go ahead and miss out on this because I feel like the supposed benefits aren't going to outweigh the costs. And then let's see. Oh, I had a good chat with a student after school on Friday. He likes to hang out sometimes after school and just chit chat and ask me questions. And he's got a great brain on him. He's got a good heart. He's empathetic and thoughtful about what's going on. And you can see him trying to make connections, like if this is happening because of that. And hey, wouldn't the world be better if we did this? And it's like, man, he's got so much going for him already. And he's just a sophomore. And I'm like, man, you figured this out way before I did. But yeah, there is a code for, you can have a code for your life, like a standard for your life. And that can be work for you. And you can encourage other people to maybe follow along with that. But you can't force it. And you probably shouldn't, because it's just going to ruin any kind of message you're trying to have. And we had a good chat that in one of my, I don't know, I guess it's my patent pending Farnham style conversations where you start with one and it kind of meanders around all over the place. So we hit a few topics in the brief 20 minutes or so that we were talking. But no, it was so cool. And then as I got home, I saw I had an email from him, and he was so thankful for just the opportunity to talk. And he said that he likes talking with me because I guess I give him new insights or new ideas to think about. And I think that's always the goal, is just how, not that I have to tell you that I'm right and you're wrong, and not that everything has to be about immediate improvement, but it's just be aware that there's another perspective and you don't have to ditch yours and accept theirs, but maybe just be aware of it. Maybe sometimes incorporate some of it. And maybe sometimes you do and you should just, ditch your old perspective and go with the new one. But it was really cool to see him after school again. And I really appreciated the note, because we don't always get the verbal recognition, the appreciation afterwards. We just kind of, as teachers, have to know, like, that moment was good. That was a good moment for them and for me, and you just have to live on that. So I thanked him for the kind words, and yeah, I'm looking forward to a few more of those chats before school gets out. And yeah, speaking of that, we have our last benchmark next week, which I think Monday, tomorrow, they're gonna have their benchmark test, and we'll get that done, and then we'll continue on with our tour of the world. Last week we were talking about South and East Asia, and basically what's been going on in the non-Cold War bloc countries, so like Soviet Union and the United States and their allies. We did 3 weeks on that. But as we talked about with South Asia, a lot of these countries were part of the non-aligned bloc, which was basically, can y'all two just calm down, like Cold War people? Can you calm down and just leave us alone and let us, try to figure out how to run our newly independent countries? And I kind of got brought up a few times in class because they're kind of like, wait, we haven't talked about this place or that place in a while. And it's like, yeah, I know. Or I think two instances. One was Latin America. And I was like, no, we're going to get there. Because, yes, they have an opinion on how the world has been going since World War II. But honestly, a lot of their situations was conquered by the Spanish, ruled by the Spanish for a few hundred years, and were working through their independence. So we'll catch up with them. And then the other one, I had a student like, we don't ever talk about the United States. Why don't we talk about the United States? And I had to point out, it's like, this is a world history class, and so we don't come at this from the perspective of the U.S. We're coming from the perspective of other countries. And, they'll get a lot of that more in their junior U.S. history class. But I told them there are other countries in the world, and it's important to get the perspective of other groups, other governments, other people, and how they see, world events. So that's been our focus this year. And hopefully, as we are taking this tour of the globe, the, you know, basically the global South since World War II, they can start to see those things. Especially, I think next week we're going to be taking a look at Africa and all the nations there that got their independence after World War II and how they've been going about trying to improve that. And also some of the horrible choices, especially I'm thinking of the apartheid in South Africa and even the genocide that happened in Rwanda, but also see where things are turning around for the better. And then we'll finish up talking about the Middle East, Southwest Asia, which, oh my goodness, just the news the last couple of weeks over there, honestly, since October. And I'm looking forward to being able to maybe hopefully shed some light on some of the things that they've been seeing in the news or hearing the adults in their lives talk about. And then we'll finish up by talking about Latin America. And it's basically Latin America and the nation's, you know, relationship with the big brother to the north in the United States. So it's we still got a bit to go, but man, it's going to be over before you know it. And I'm looking forward to these few and but cherished last moments with my classes. And I hope you're doing the same thing. And if you feel yourself getting overwhelmed with some things, maybe lean into the JOMO and realize you don't have to be on that committee. You don't have to worry about this. Or, as my fourth hour has to constantly be reminded, love you guys. You know, there's always the option of having no opinion. You don't have to have an opinion about everything that comes across your attention, because life's too short and you only have so much time, energy, and emotion. What are you going to spend it on? I vote for JOMO. Well, as always, have a day.